Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys, Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to discuss real-life angel encounters with the host of the Real Life Angel Encounters podcast, Christy Clemens Hoffman. And Christy is special. She does this show, and she is incredibly talented in that she is an intuitive, a channel, a teacher, a consultant, a Reiki master, and she has the level 3 certification, QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, that was taught by Dolores Cannon. And her book is really an aggregation of a lot of the podcasts she's done about real-life angel encounters and real people's stories of real-life encounters. So I think you're going to really enjoy our conversation. Have you ever had any communication with an angel? Have you ever tried to have any communication with an angel? Now, if you do believe in angels, as I do, some people say that they work with us with symbols. Like if you see a feather, if you see the repeating numbers that we see all the time, you know, 1111 or 555 or 2222, whatever. But apparently these are all signs from angels that are trying to get our attention. And but you have to believe to have results. And if you don't, and you say angels don't exist and it's not for me or whatever, well, God bless you. That's fine. But if you do, believe in angels, there are ways to enhance your abilities to communicate with them. And we're going to get into all of that with our special guest, Christy Clemens Hoffman, right here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio. It is the interview portion of our show, and I'm delighted to welcome in a new guest, Christy Clemens Hoffman, to the show. Let me tell you a little bit about Christy before I bring her on officially. Christy is the host of the Real Life Angel Encounters podcast on mindbodyspirit.fm network. She's also the host of Radiate Wellness podcast, which is in its sixth year on the mindbodyspirit.fm network, and is dedicated to bringing leaders, authors, practitioners, and inspirational guests that will radiate light, wellness, balance, creativity, and much more to an international audience. Sounds a lot like what we do here on Guys Guys Radio. We're here to help. Christy is also a co-author of the international best-selling book, The Gap, Simple Steps to Reclaim Your Health and Reverse Most Chronic Disease. Christy is a lifelong intuitive, channel, teacher, consultant, Reiki master, like myself, whose passion is connecting people with their spiritual team through angel communications, animal communications, mediumship, and spiritual coaching. And Christy is also certified at level 3 of QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, which was developed by the Venerable Dolores Cannon. Christy comes to us from Kansas City, Missouri, and her new book is called Real Life Angel Encounters. Forgive me, I have a little bookmark there because I was reading it again last night. Real people share real stories of miraculous encounters. It's all about how everyday people have been impacted in a positive way by angels. So welcome to Guys Guys Radio, Christy Clemens Hoffman.
Thank you so much, Robert. I am glad to be here. And I'm excited to know that there is a Guys Guy Radio.
Well, we're here to help. And thank you so much for being here. Now, let's talk a little bit about you before we're going to talk about the book and we're going to talk about people's experiences. But I think your personal story is really interesting. You're a spiritual medium and a channel. Tell us about how you learned about your gift and how it works and who you channel.
Sure. So I learned about this as a very, very young child. I saw my first ghost, talked to my first spirit when I was a baby and freaked my dad out. And I grew up knowing things, seeing colors around people, all types of things, but I had no context. I had no frame of reference. I didn't know that was anything special. I thought it was something that made me weird. And growing up in the suburbs of Kansas City, it did make me weird. And I didn't know that this was something that could be useful until I was an adult and reached what I would call a tower moment, a crucible moment, when my marriage broke apart and I was searching for meaning and just stumbled my way into Dolores Cannon. And then from there, I stumbled my way into using my mediumship, using my gifts and channeling these into something useful and valuable. And from there, I started working with clients, doing readings and channeling their angels, and then added on Reiki. And then finally, I realized, you know, I've had this years-long obsession with Dolores Cannon, who, for your viewers, is picked up by herself.
She's amazing.
Amazing. And just learning about her was a game changer for me. And it took me several years to realize, you know what, that's what I need to be adding on is quantum healing hypnosis technique. So I added that on the same week that I launched my business, Radiate Wellness. I don't know what the heck I was thinking, launching a business and taking a week off to go to Eureka Springs and learn this hypnosis technique. But here we are several years later, and I'm one of, I think, 53 level 3 practitioners in the world.
Wow.
And I'm Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you channel, I got a bunch of questions, but when you channel, who are you channeling, or do you channel different collectives and entities or groups, or do you reach out to somebody or something specifically, or do they come to you, tap you on the shoulder? How does it work?
They come to me, and mostly I channel Mary Magdalene. She's a powerhouse. She tapped me on the shoulder, I'd say maybe 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago. And I just knew it was her. And it's strange when I channel, there's a sensation in my throat and I can't explain it any other way, but I have to move my throat aside and let whoever it is come through. Like I said, it's mostly Mary Magdalene. Sometimes Michael wants to come through and he told me he wanted to come through today.
Great.
The other day, Kuan Yin came in for the very first time. I was working with a client doing a reading for her, and they, it's funny because no matter who it is, my higher self always says, Christy, so-and-so needs to have a word. And so then I know it's time to move my throat aside and let them come through. Sometimes I'll channel just spontaneously loved ones, someone who's passed from my client. And that often happens during fairs for some reason. They come through at fairs. So it's a variety of people, but mostly Mary Magdalene.
Now, and how did you know it was Mary Magdalene, and how does Mary Magdalene communicate with you? Let's say you're by yourself. You're not channeling for somebody else. Is it through telepathy? Forgive me. I mentioned I had a procedure a couple of days ago. I'm still getting the anesthesia out of me, but, how does she come through to you, and how do you know it's her?
How do I know it's her? Well, she tells me, first of all, and she addresses herself as Magdalene. Just Magdalene. And I typically address her as Magdalene as well. She, like I said, she's got a very strong energy, and I see her as well. That's how she first introduced herself to me, as I got the vision of her, and she told me her name, and then I just felt her presence. Now, since then, I have seen her in QHHT sessions, that she'll appear in someone's other lifetime, and she'll, you know, the client will address, oh, that's Magdalene, that's Mary Magdalene, that's who I'm speaking with. So she's, I know that she was a very big and prominent spiritual teacher alongside Jesus. She was basically his right hand. And so it's really through the feeling and through her identification, and her feeling is unmistakable. She's something of a butt kicker. She'll show up for people who need to have their butt kicked. It's like, honey, you know, you need to do your work. Let's step
up. Fantastic. So this gift for your channeling, how does it differ from your other gift of being a medium? What's kind of the difference there?
Well, through channeling, that is an excellent question, because a lot of people call receiving messages channeling. Mm-hmm. Now, as a medium, sometimes they will want to use my voice. And that's how I break it down, that if there's a being that needs to use my voice for whatever reason, then I consider that more of the channeling, although I do appreciate that receiving messages by many is considered the same thing.
Okay. And can you, if you're in a grocery store or something, do you sometimes get messages, or is it, can you turn it on and off?
So in the grocery store, I can get messages, and my guides are talking to me all the time. I mean, there's always voices going on in my head. Now, as far as receiving messages for other people, I have set a very strict boundary that I don't want to do that, because it's not in integrity. Just because I have a key to your house, it doesn't mean I'm going to go in your house without you knowing about it.
Right.
Got it. That's just not in integrity. Right. Mm-hmm. But there are very rare occasions. I think I can count them on two hands where spirit's like, no, you really need to go tell this person something. But that is so, so rare. And I've set the boundary as well with the people that I know very well, my good friends, my family, that if I don't, it's like, why would I need to know something that I don't need to know? But that said, I often know when people are going to separate in their relationships. But I don't know why. I don't know why I need to know that.
Okay. My special guest on Guys Radio today, new guest, Christy Clements Hoffman. I'm holding up a copy of her new book, Real Life Angel Encounters. So let's talk about that a little bit. What exactly is a, everybody's heard, like, they have a guardian angel, and then sometimes they hear of what's called the keeper of the threshold, and then other kind of groups that may be assigned to them. And sometimes an angel works with you for a certain amount of time and then steps out and another one comes in. How does that all work for our listeners and viewers?
So we all do have a spiritual team. The spiritual team, and I talk about this in the book, so you need to read the book. And our spiritual team is made up first and foremost of our higher self. That is the eternal part of us that we carry with us lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. We also have a guardian angel with us from birth to death. And our guardian angel helps us with many things. The guardian angel does as well. And besides that, we might have other guides that come in and go out according to what we need, or during a certain period of time. We might have new guides just step in and be on our team the rest of our life. That was Merlin for me. He's my master teacher. And he stepped in, 2015? I'd say maybe 15 years ago. And he's going to be with me the rest of my life. There's also Lou, who is a Celtic deity. He stepped in about the same time. And Napoleon, from France. Mm-hmm. Napoleon's part stepped in as well. He's one of my guides. So we can have different beings come in and out as we need them. We can call on anyone we want to work with. For example, I've got a child who I know is spiritually gifted. She's quite amazing. And I was meeting many other parents with spiritually gifted children, and just children who were of a much higher vibration. So I asked for a guide to help me to talk to parents and educators about children and how to raise them. Lady Diana stepped up. So she works with me there. So we can call in anybody we'd like. We also have loved ones with us. whether or not we ever met them, it does not matter. So even generational ancestors can step in and be on our team. And then, gosh, who else? Fairies, angels, fairies and gnomes and leprechauns, dragons, unicorns, all types of mythical mm-hmm. and nature beings. I've got a whole team of fairies that work with me. And then we also have, each one of us has a council that we tend to work with, but sometimes they'll be more removed than the guides who are with us. But I've got a council of three. They call themselves the Angels of Peace that I talk to a lot. And they're the ones who talk to me the most of the time.
How does it work with, let's say, a historical figure like Napoleon comes in? Now, he did some amazing things and he did some really bad things too. When he crossed over, how did he get into the position to be a guide in a positive way for somebody like yourself?
That's a very good question. I mean, anyone can, famous or not. We're all eternal beings who have these physical lifetimes, these physical experiences. And of course, Napoleon is no exception. He had a very famous physical lifetime, and he's probably gone on to have other physical lifetimes since, you know, his time. But he's also an eternal being and a soul. We all are. Mm-hmm. And we all perform acts of service for our betterment and for us to move up through the hierarchy. So we do kind of gain our stripes, gain our stars through service. And on the other side, there's all of the spirits and guides on the other side serve by helping humans. And they earn their stars.
Okay. Does somebody like him, and there's lots of other historical figures who've done good things and bad things, do they always, when they cross over, and and this might be an unfair question, do they have that moment where they understand, like, oh, I'm on a path here. I could do things a lot better. I need to go back. I need to help. Or did some of them say, no, I did what I was supposed to do because this is what I believe, and I'm not buying into the rest of this?
When we get to the other side, we go back to that pure positive energy. And I believe that the slate is wiped clean in a way. But I also know that every time we have a physical lifetime, we get to choose what experiences we want to bring forward. We choose the people who are around us. We choose the events. We choose the type of experiences that we're ready to encounter and learn from. So even something like the things that Napoleon did, and, you know, I hate to say even Hitler, had their experiences that they set up for themselves. Now, they also affect the people around them. So in terms of Napoleon or Hitler, there were the people around them in that zeitgeist mm-hmm. who also wanted to have these certain experiences, whether it's for, I want to learn what it's like to be subjugated. I want to learn what it's like to heal. I want to learn what it's like to be part of this bigger movement. I would want to learn forgiveness. It can be many things. So if we look at, I don't know very much about the history of Napoleon, but I do know much more about the history of Hitler.
Of course.
And many people in our time on earth then were learning so much about compassion for their fellow person. We're learning so much about subjugation. We're learning so much about, for example, Schindler, of Schindler's mm-hmm. List. Was able to save so many people.
So would Hitler, somebody like Hitler, forgive me for interrupting because I know it's a hot button type of subject. No. Would he have to then have some type of karmic debt to pay by, for instance, experiencing the things he put on other people so he would understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We all do. And to answer your earlier question, which I don't think I completely answered.
Okay.
At the end of our life, we do have a life review. And that's a very important part of every life that we have. We have to have a reckoning and have some sort of stock that we take. What did I do well? What did I accomplish? Where did I fail in what I wanted to achieve? How did my actions affect other people? We need to have that in order to have a fuller experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think Hitler, someone like Hitler also did as well. Now, you know, we were talking about Dolores Cannon, And her book, Between Death and Life, I think is a wonderful primer for that type of question to answer what happens between each lifetime.
Now, when we come into this particular incarnation, Christy, we have kind of mapped out. It sounds like we've kind of mapped out. These are the experiences I want to have. I maybe identify my parents and some other key people. They may play different roles. They could be people from past lives, whatever. Through the lives, do we have, it's a double question here. One, are there exit points that we experience throughout our lives where, because I feel like I've had those that I kind of said no. And can we kind of rewrite our script and kind of burn away some contracts we may have had because they're no longer necessary, or we're on to learn about new things that are probably more beneficial to the particular soul in question, as well as humanity and the universe?
Yes, absolutely. So would you ask the question again, please?
Okay, so the first question is about, do we have specific, when we come into our lives, can we rewrite or change our contracts, the agreements that we came in based on experiences that we may have had that said, I got this, and this is something I think I need to go here? Because it seems like a lot of people aren't aware of their soul mission, but throughout their lives, they may, as they open up, as so many people are opening up now, start to begin to learn, like, I actually should be doing this, not be doing that. And this is what I think I'm here to learn.
Okay. So there's a lot in that question. So let me see if I can take it down. First of all, about the exit points. Yes, we do have exit points. So I live in Missouri, and Columbia, Missouri is about halfway through the state. There's so many exits for this city. It's not even a big enough city to warrant like 5 or 6 exits, but there you have it. So I feel like in a lifetime, we plan out how we want to be born, where we want to be, who's going to be our parents, who's going to be in our family. We also plan how we want to leave the world. But in between, we can have different exits we can take. So just like I'm going to Columbia, Missouri, I can take this exit I think I'll wait for the next one. Might be closer to where I want to go. Oh, no, actually, I think I'll take the next one. So we can choose these things, and we may have a near miss in our life.
Right.
We may have a very, very low point in our life where we could choose to exit, but we don't, thank goodness. And so we can have these different exit points. Now, bear in mind too, for rewriting contracts, I understand the question. Now, we're not the only ones involved in many of these contracts. So that might be something we would need to work on with the soul of another person. And it can be done. Dolores talks about this in her lectures. But we have to bear in mind that we do have obligation to others to help them fulfill their contracts, if that makes sense.
Yep.
So then that's where I believe that the walk-in experience comes in. That we might be ready. This is too intense. I don't really want to fulfill this contract. But these other people around me are expecting me and need me to be here to fulfill theirs. So we may have another soul agree to come in and take over for that life. But it's a different soul. Now, I do believe we could change these contracts, but we really have to be aware that we are going through many of these things for the experience of it. So we may need to experience it in a different way, right?
Very good. Yeah, excellent. I got it.
Okay. Now, here's a wonderful book that I would recommend to your listeners, to anybody who's wanting to explore this notion of contracts, and that is The Little Soul in the Sun by Neil Donald Walsh. It was part of the Greater Work Conversation.
He's been on the show a number of times.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Christy. And again, my special guest on Guys Radio today is Christy Clements Hoffman, Real Life Angel Encounters. We haven't gotten to the specifics of that, but really, as you can see and can hear, Christy is an expert in this area. So we're just having a conversation about angels and life, and I think it's all relevant. So I'm so thrilled that you're here. People talk about the concept of the keeper of the threshold. And I've heard that in spiritual groups. And what exactly is that? And how does that differ from a guardian angel, if you will?
I have to admit you've stumped me there because I've not heard of this keeper of the threshold. But from just semantically, I would imagine that this is a type of guide who would say, okay, well, this experience can come through and this experience you don't need right now. So I've not heard of that before. I don't doubt
okay,
it.
Fair enough. Okay. Loved ones who have passed over. You hear from people, you say a lot of times when you're working with a client, somebody will show up. And how does that happen? And what usually are the messages that they have to say? I would assume, and from what I've read in your book, a lot of it is about, don't worry, I'm all right. And I know when my dad passed, he showed up and like the day after, the evening after, and he had his light blue V-neck sweater on. And I looked, and I was like, he said, yes, it's me. And everything's okay. And he just looked at me and he was there. And then I felt really good about it. And then I looked away and he was gone.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the number one question that people want to know. And our loved ones want to tell us that I'm fine. I made it okay. Our loved ones are with us even after their physical body gives out. That soul is going to stay with us and protect us and guide us. Now, very rare exceptions. I know of one very prominent exception for me. I had done a reading for this woman who had lost her mom after a pretty brief but serious illness. And this mom, she said, I'm sorry to have left so abruptly, but I needed to prepare and pave the way for a new family member. Turns out that that was her, that she was going to come back and come back fairly quickly. That was a shocker to me because typically our souls will wait a generation, wait for everybody in our soul group to catch up before they return. But this mother came back as the client's son.
Wow. Amazing. So,
yeah. That was very, very fast. But yeah, our loved ones are with us no matter what. And I love talking with loved ones because it's like we want that confirmation and truly love never dies. Right? Our loved ones are just a thought away.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also do animal communication. Is that correct?
I love doing animal communication.
Now, is that for those who are here, but also those who have passed?
Both. Yes, absolutely. They have souls too, but animal souls are a little different. Animal souls come from what I call soul soup, which is just a collective oversoul. And all of the animals from sea turtles to voles in the field come from this soul soup, and the companion, and when they pass, they go right back to that. But companion animals, ones who form a bond with the higher life form, they can choose whether they want to remain differentiated, which is what I call it, and stay an individual soul, or go back to that collective. And so many of our companion animals will choose to remain differentiated, that they'll continue their evolutionary path. Now, I'll have a lot of these animals, they will tell their person that you were with me at the end, so I'm going to come and collect you at the end. I'll be with you when you're gone as well. And that always brings so much comfort and relief. Now, also, there's many who will tell us that animal souls and human souls do not cross the stream. And I'm here to say that that is not true to my experience, that I have seen many people in their QHHT sessions, they live lifetimes as animals.
Really?
Know that we can cross. I had a woman in a group session. She was a rat in another lifetime. She said, all I care about is food, 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 food. And she looks around, she goes, oh my God, I'm a rat. I live in a dumpster behind a restaurant. There was, I
know, you chose right? that?
Yeah. For the experience, okay. What's it like to be subsistence, you know, to live okay. just on subsistence. I'm having trouble with
that. Sorry.
It's okay. Today's the last day of Mercury retrograde, you know, of course.
There you go.
In another group session, there was this woman. She said, yeah, I saw the whole lifetime. I was with this family. The children were playing with me. I was running around in a yard. One day the mom came and grabbed me by the head and swung me around and cooked me for dinner. I was a frickin' chicken.
Whoa.
Right? And I said, okay, well, that's interesting. What was the purpose of that life? Well, to provide enjoyment and nutrition to this family. Wow. I've seen other people as bears, as birds, dinosaurs, sea creatures, all types of things.
Amazing.
Mythical creatures like mermaids. I've seen lots of mermaids and dragons. So it's interesting.
Let's touch on your book. We're getting deep on other things, and I want to make sure we talk about this. What inspired you, I guess, all of the great stories that you've heard from your guests and your clients to put this book together, Real Life Angel Encounters, which is a lot of great stories. There's also some sections on near-death experiences. There's a description, which is really helpful in the back of the book, that goes into all the kind of, I don't want to say the key angels, but the ones we've heard of most of all, and a lot of the archangels, and kind of why you would reach out to one versus another one. And I guess it kind of doesn't matter, because most people don't know the difference between what each angel represents. But if you do, it's probably helpful because you can develop a closer relationship. So tell us about what, why, and how you pulled together this book, and one, the kind of the biggest story in there in terms of somebody's real life encounter.
So first of all, it came from a podcast, the Real Life Angel Encounters podcast. Okay. So years ago, before the pandemic, I did a series called 52 Weeks of Angel Connection on YouTube. My guides tapped me on the shoulder and said, Christy, you need to learn how to do YouTube. And I thought, really, I don't want to. But, you know, as they are, they're insistent. So I did every week I featured a different being, whether it's an archangel or an ascended master, and talked about it on YouTube. So you can go ahead and check that out at youtube.com/radiatewellness. And so fast forward, it was 2022, I think it was, maybe 2021. Yeah, it was during the pandemic. And my guide started tapping me on the shoulder and said, you need to tell people about us. And I said, well, I did a series already. They said, well, yeah, you need to do more. And I said, no, I don't want to. And they tapped me again and said, no, seriously, Christy, you need to tell people about us. And I said, well, I've got a podcast already. I've got a busy practice. I'm a single mom. I don't have the bandwidth for this. And they said, fine. And a while later, they tapped me again. They said, Christy, just do another podcast about us. And I said, okay, fine, I will. But you need to show me the way, because I just literally don't have time to do another podcast. So they presented this, they presented this model where I would have people reach out and tell their stories. People just like you, people just like me. Well, maybe not quite like us, because we already have mystical experiences, but real people to tell their stories of encounters. Now, this was also modeled after the great Jim Harold, you may know, who has the paranormal podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome guy. He's been on my show several times, both shows. And he also has a podcast called The Virtual Campfire, where people in and tell him their spooky stories. And my angels were like, yes, like that, but not spooky, positive, because people need to have this positivity. They need to have hope. So I did the show. In the first season, it only lasted 40 episodes, because I was doing both of these shows full time, weekly episodes.
Mm-hmm. And
it was a lot, plus everything else I have going on. So after 40 episodes, I talked to the producer and I was like, I don't know that I've got the bandwidth for this. And we decided to end on a round number, 40 episodes, with the caveat that this could come back one day if the heavens open up. Well, the Radiate Wellness Show is on Mind, Body, Spirit FM network, which I should give them a plug. And after a couple of years, they said, Christy, you know what? We're still getting new listeners for Real Life Angel Encounters. In fact, we're getting more downloads for that with 40 episodes than we are for Radiate Wellness, which has been around for a lot longer and has a lot more episodes. Would you think about bringing it back? And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought, I don't know that I can do another full-time show, but maybe if I took a page from Jim Harold's playbook and turned the first season into a book, that would promote the podcast and the podcast would promote the book. So that's what I decided to do. And then I was getting energy work. I was getting energy work one time. And as you do when you're getting energy work, you kind of clear your mind. And my team came in and said,
awesome.
Bi-weekly, alternate.
All right. My special guest, Guys Radio, Christy Clemens Hoffman, medium, channel, podcast host, author. Let's have a little fun now. You mentioned when before we got on the air, Christy, that Archangel Michael wanted to step in. So maybe as a gift and also a demonstration of how you work, maybe Archangel Michael can come in with a message, whether it's for our audience, for me, for us, whatever. And then maybe you can do a little mini reading of me when we're done.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Okay. So Archangel Michael had stepped up and said he would be willing to do this when you asked me. So let me just bring him in. The light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. And the presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. He is here. Archangel Michael is present. So first of all, let me just lend him my voice, because that's easier than trying to translate. Greetings, and we are pleased to be here at this time. The time of glory is at hand, and so welcome. We are here because we've been hearing the call that men, in particular, at this time on this planet, need some assistance in order to understand what divine masculine is. And this is not the type of masculinity that has been practiced for so many centuries, but this is the type of masculinity that has been designed to accompany and to complement divine feminine. You see, they are both the two sides of the same thing. The divine masculine needs to make a resurgence at this time. And so this is why we decided to come forward and speak with you in this forum. It is good that men come together to learn what it is to be gentle, to be soft when this is necessary, to know that it is all right to ask for not only assistance from other humans, but to ask our assistance as well, because we are here for all of humanity and the betterment of humanity. And we wish all to succeed, and we wish all to thrive, but all must understand the dual nature of who they are. Dual nature in many senses of the term, physical and non-physical, yes, but also masculine and feminine. You all have both natures to you, and all must embrace both of the natures and all of the natures that are within you in order to be complete and whole. We feel this can be done through messages from men in particular who have stepped to the brink and who see beyond and who are willing to report back to the rest of their kind to encourage, develop, and grow. And for that, we are ever ready to be of assistance, and all that is necessary is but to ask. We are Michael, and we are complete.
Thank you very much, Michael. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. Love that guy.
Great message. Okay. There's another part of what you... Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Hands up. No, please.
I had also pulled some cards for you. Mythic Heroes deck by Lita Wang, who is an astrologer and a tarot expert. But these are oracle cards. First of all, this is very interesting. I picked these out, turned them over, have not looked at them. First one is Theseus. Theseus is talking about leadership. So this is for you, Robert, and I feel like what you're doing here with the Guys podcast or a radio show is leading men, and I love Michael's message about how men need to help each other. Women can't do this. Men need to show each other the way, and I love that. This is the next one is Aeneas. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Foundation. That I believe that what you're doing by leading other men is creating this foundation, you know, and again, Michael's message is that humankind was created to be this dual nature. And that is the foundation where we were built and created to have both male and female hormones and take on male and female roles, what we would consider traditional male and female, but we have, you know, all of the hormones within our bodies and can take on all of these roles. And the foundation, I think, is what the divine masculine and divine feminine is returning to our roots, in other words. And then finally, I love this for you. Leonidas, perseverance. That seems to have a particular connection to you, and I don't know why, and I don't need to know why, but perseverance, I think, is necessary, especially at this time, to be aware of what our goals and our passions are and to persevere in them no matter what. No matter what. And again, I'm not familiar with Leonidas's story, but I believe that perseverance is one of the best qualities that we can have. That along with curiosity, honestly.
I agree. He was, I believe, a character in, there was a movie 300, and it was about a small group that kind of held off these oppressors, and he led a band of 300. And so they really had to stick together. Pretty interesting, interesting movie from about 10 years ago.
Message about sticking together. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're doing here with the Guys Guides radio show, men need to stick together. They need to uplift each other. They need to support each other in embracing that divine masculinity.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Christy. Thank you, Archangel Michael. I've got a couple of minutes left here. What is it that our audience, what can people do to get in touch with their guardian angel and create a relationship and work with their team? What is it that people can do to have a better connection and to be able to get information that comes in that they can know is correct? Because a lot of times you'll hear monkey chatter in your mind. You're like, I don't know if that's me talking to myself or if it's true or not. And people have a hard time meditating or connecting spiritually. What can they do?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I think quieting the mind, we can't stop it. Just like we cannot stop our lungs and we can't stop our heart, but we think somehow that we're supposed to be able to stop our mind. But the most we can do is to quiet that chatter. And honestly, meditation is that tool, which is the best way to quiet the mind. Now, the goal of meditation is not to reach out to our team, our spiritual team. That can happen, but the goal of meditation is to quiet that chatter, that monkey mind. And that is one way. The second way is to quiet the mind by not distracting ourselves so much, not being so freaking busy all the time.
Yeah.
Taking a walk in nature, playing with your kids, picking up your hobby and or music or whatever you do. Do that to give your brain a rest from thinking so damn much. Now, another thing that we can do is be open to it. It's amazing how many people think you have to be Joan of Arc or Moses in order to hear from or work with your team. You don't. Real people do this all the time. Mm-hmm. And our guides want to talk to us. They want to help us. We just need to let them.
Okay. Last question for you, and because it's kind of big picture, Christy. You know, there's a lot of talk about things going on now. Something's going to happen. People are saying there's these big spaceships heading our way. It could be like not good. And there's an asteroid heading our way that could raise a vibration of the planet that could impact the other things that's happening with the spaceship heading our way. And a lot of people saying there's going to be a solar flare and is the power grid going to go down and the economy going to collapse? I'm going to have all things. Should people be, what's your take? And should people be concerned or how should they best prepare themselves for all of this anxiety-ridden information that's out there in the chatverse, if you will?
So to answer your question about the chatterverse is just insane right now. There's a lot going on. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that we can do to prepare is to try to stay out of fear as much as possible. Because fear only attracts more fear, and fear attracts creates a vibration that, you know, gives us something to fear. I think if we can just stay grounded, stay positive, and stay centered and focused in love, that's really the best defense. And when I teach people to open themselves to channel and to work with spirit and to protect their energy, even that, I always say that the best defense is a high vibration. Mm-hmm. Because when we're in a high frequency, lower frequency is just
got it.
Not as attracted.
Okay. Christy Clements Hoffman, Real Life Angel Encounters. Real people share real stories, miraculous encounters. Tell us where people can find you, Christy, one more time, your two podcasts, and then where they can get the book and your website.
So, yes, my two podcasts are Real Life Angel Encounters, the podcast, and you can find that wherever you find podcasts, also on YouTube. And the other podcast is Radiate Wellness, also wherever you find podcasts and YouTube. My book is just anywhere you would find books online. Hopefully Real Life Angel Encounters, real people share real stories of miraculous encounters. Hopefully it's in your local bookstore. If not, please ask them to carry it. Otherwise, it's on goodreads.com, amazon.com, of course, barnesandnoble.com, or my favorite, bookshop.org. I love that website. And then my website is radiatewellnesscommunity.com. And Fantastic. You can also find the book there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Christy. Clemens Hoffman on Guys, Guys Radio. I hope you'll come back. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, another fantastic conversation here on Guys, Guys Radio about angels. We've done that a few times and really enjoyed meeting and speaking with Christy Clemens Hoffman, podcast host of Real Life Angel Encounters. So if you're interested in that, check out her website as well as the book of the same name, which has got a bunch of stories from people who have had real-life angel encounters. So I thought I'd leave you with just a little information that's in the back of the book. Some of it comes from Doreen Virtue, who mentioned there's 15 archangels. So let me just zip through them really quickly before we close here. Ariel oversees nature and wildlife. Azrael is kind of the greeter when we pass over. Chamuel helps personal and world peace. Gabriel is the messenger. Haniel is probably an archangel you never heard of. She oversees the moon cycles. And Jeremiah helps us with the life review when we pass. Let's see who else here. Joviel, archangel, oversees beauty. Metatron helps parents, teachers, and people deal with children who are diagnosed with things like ADD, ADHD. Michael obviously is kind of the leader of the archangels and kind of oversees all everything and can be in a lot of places at the same time. Raguel is the human resources director in terms of helping us resolve arguments. Raphael is the healer. So if you've had some type of medical situation, you want to get in touch with Raphael. Raziel works with the secrets of the universe. Sandalphon's main role is to carry prayers up to God. So if you have a prayer and you really want it to get up to the big guy, that's where you go. Uriel means God's light, illuminates situations. And finally, Zadkiel is considered to be the archangel of mercy. So there's a bunch of archangels for you to consider. I would say do some research and learn more about angels, because believe me, they're real. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys, Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, guys, finish first.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.